Patient name Joseph Webb, J-O-S-E-P-H-W-E-B-B. Date of birth 10/25/1968. Date of procedure June 11, 2024. Patient performing Bob Mohan Kama, MD. Referring doctor Neeral Patel. Indication iron deficiency anemia. Colorectal cancer screening. Project performed esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with biopsy and colonoscopy with polypectomy. Description of procedure. Please enter the standard description for double procedure. Findings: upper endoscopy, small hiatal hernia about 1 cm noted, Hill grade 2 on retroflexed view. Barrett's esophagus mucosa noted from 38 cm to 42 cm, C4-M4, biopsy is taken at 40 cm and 38 cm for Barrett's assessment. Possible lesion was noted at 40 cm, separate biopsies were taken from this spot. Stomach ulcer noted around 1.5 cm along the greater curvature near the junction of body and antrum with minimally raised edges. Biopsies were taken for histology. Antrum biopsies and body biopsies separately taken for Helicobacter pylori. Duodenum bulb, mild concentric stricture was noted, suggestive of diaphragmatic disease secondary to NSAID use. Biopsies taken for histology. Duodenum part 2, normal. Biopsies taken for celiac disease. Colonoscopy exam, withdrawal time 8 minutes. Boston bowel preparation score 2 for ascending colon, 2 for transverse colon, 2 for descending colon. Hepatic flexure polyp 1.5 cm, pedunculator removed by cold snare. Transverse colon polyp 1.1 cm, semi-pedunculator removed by cold snare. Small to medium-sized external hemorrhoids, non-bleeding noted on retroflexed view. Impression: small hiatal hernia, long segment Barrett's, with possible lesion at 40 cm. Stomach ulcer, duodenum diaphragmatic disease, hepatic flexure polyp, transverse colon polyp, small to medium-sized external hemorrhoids. Plan: follow-up in the office to discuss procedure results, biopsy results, and polypectomy results. Recommend referral to Orlando Healthcare team for possible EMR of Barrett's esophagus lesion at 40 cm. Repeat colonoscopy within 1 year with 2 days of bowel prep for polyp surveillance. Recommend quit smoking. Recommend surveillance for Barrett's esophagus after follow-up at Orlando Healthcare team, ideally at 3 years interval. Recommend daily PPI, 20 milligram for rest of life. Avoid NSAIDs. End of dictation.